and popular on this show and all around the state. Here's a guy who's going to have a big bowl of popcorn ready. His favorite beverage. When Governor Ned Lamont gives his State of the State address, the budget address coming up today, Patrick Sasser is with us from NoTollsCT.org. Hey, Patrick, good morning. Welcome back. And do you have your popcorn and your nacho chips all
good
ready
morning,
for
good
today?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm actually in my truck getting ready to gas up to make the trek up to Hartford.
Yeah, so will you be in the chamber when he or outside?
We're going to be outside for a while, but my plan is to get inside and see if I can grab a seat or standing room only. I don't know what to expect.
Man, do me a favor. If you get inside, throw something at the podium to let us know you're there, okay? Will you do that for us? No, I'm just kidding. So listen, Patrick, obviously, and listen, a lot of the media will be there, so, you know, make yourself known to the TV
and
radio
station. You're doing a tremendous job, and we're with you.
Yeah, so what's your gut feeling heading into this afternoon, Pat?
Well, I think we're going to gain, some more media attention. Obviously, we've gotten quite a bit over the last several days since the governor started announcing tolling cars. Last night, I don't know how the vote went, but the town of Enfield, their council had a vote last night to adopt a resolution to oppose tolls because they realize what the impact is going to have on their community. So I'm waiting to find out what the final decision was on that vote last night. So, you know, if other towns start jumping on board, like Stanford's about to do the same thing.
Oh, good.
This can really start a big movement throughout the state, and the grassroots movements start at a local level.
Hey, Patrick, let me ask you something. We know you've gotten plenty of people who support you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What has the pushback been like? Have you been listen, I don't want you to name names. You don't have to say anything, but have people from the General Assembly, have people who are for tolls, have they approached you and said, listen, stop this, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about, you're just a troublemaker? Has there been any pushback on you?
There's been some pushback, and I'll read a quick quote from a Hartford Current article, which should be in the paper today.
Okay.
This is a quote from Senator Bergstein from Greenwich. She's
oh, your
the
favorite.
One that
yeah.
proposed the toll bill.
Yeah.
Quote, I know that a majority of constituents in my district favor electronic tolls, Bergstein said.
Yeah.
They are sophisticated, intelligent, and understand the cost of not having tolls. End quote.
So her influence there is that anybody who opposes tolls is unintelligent and not sophisticated.
And unsophisticated.
Oh yes,
correct.
And you can lop us in with the great unwashed as well. Yeah. Why don't you call us that while you're
don't
at
take
it?
A shower
yeah,
either.
Yeah. If you see
right.
her there, if you see her there, say, Senator, good to see you. I haven't showered in a week, and I oppose tolls. How's that going?
I wrote on my Facebook page that I just learned how to eat with a knife and fork 2 weeks ago.
I love it.
I'm learning.
You know, Patrick, the problem is, here's the thing. You know what you just illustrated in that quote from her? Here's the thing. It's one thing to disagree on an issue, okay, and we should have vibrant debate. But when one side is arrogant and says, you know, right out of the Dan Malloy book, well, if you don't agree with us on this, you must be uneducated. See, that's the part that just makes my blood boil.
That's right. That's right. So I think she's going to be in for a surprise in the next several days as this article circulates around and this quote gets around on social media. So, so there's obviously been some pushback. There are definitely some lawmakers who are hell-bent on, you know, seeing tolls come in because to them it's just a money tree that they're going to pull as much money out of as they possibly can. So, you know, but luckily we do have lawmakers, of course the majority of them all being Republicans, who are standing strong, saying this is not the way to solve Connecticut's economic problems. So I give the Republicans credit. They're orchestrating forums throughout the state so people can come and become educated about this toll issue.
Yep.
So I applaud them for doing that.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I think this is... At this point of view, this is the time that we can actually win. And a lot of people will probably say no, but you wait and see. There are people that are furious about these tolls.
That's 100% correct, and it frustrates me to hear these lawmakers make comments like, well, everyone I talk to wants tolls. Well, I don't know who they're talking
That's
to.
That's crap. That's silly.
I haven't met, I really have
I know.
I've met maybe a handful of people on social media who support tolls, and I really don't think they understand the economic impact of these tolls.
I think they're going to be surprised. I think they're going to be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. Patrick Sasser from notollsct.org. Pat, thank you. Keep up the fight. Enjoy the address today and get back to us, will you?
Will do. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it. Yeah. So we'll see, yeah. Oh, listen, I give the guy that I guess owns a trucking company, and he's looking at what it's going to cost. Good for him. Good for him. Good for guys like him and like you. I know, Brad, that if this toll thing gets closer, you're going to be leading the Bloomfield Militia. You'll have your musket. You'll have your powder and your steel ball and the musket there. You'll be coming over the hill, down the road on Blue Hills Avenue.
You got it.
You'll be waving the town of Bloomfield flag.